بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم حدثنا عن رفع الأمانة فقال: ينام الرجل نومة فتقبض الأمانة من قلبه فيظل أثرها مثل الوقت. We are still reading in the chapter of amanat that will be with people and how this amanat will get lifted up and be taken away. We read the hadith, we started yesterday the starting part of Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst very many other ahadith, particularly he's referring to hadith that he mentioned, and he says, one, I saw it happening already, and the other one, I'm still waiting. And that was with regard to amanat, that it will be put into the hearts of people, and then they will learn all the rules about amanat from Quran Sharif and from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then further now he says, ثُمَّ حَدَّثَنَا أَنْ رَفْعِ الْأَمَانَةِ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned to us of that time when amanat will be taken away from the people and how it will be taken away. فَقَالَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, يَنَامُ الرَّجُلُ النَّوْمَ. A person will sleep at night, normally as a person sleeps. فَتُقْبَضُ الْأَمَانَةُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. Then amanat, because of the evil that will be prevalent and the evil actions that we all men will be engaged in, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will capture, take away that amanat from his heart. But not all of it, in other words, it will be done in a gradual way. So at the beginning, that amanat will be taken away. فَيَظِلُّ أَثَرُهَا مِثْرَ الْوَقْتِ. Then it will remain a little bit, a slight indication of that amanat will still be left in the heart. And then again a person will sleep. ثُمَّ يَنَامُ النَّوْمَةَ فَتُقْبَذُ الْأَمَانَةُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. And then imanat further will be taken away from his heart. And now it will happen that فَيَظِلُّ أَثَرُهَا مِثْلَ أَثَرِ الْمَجْدِ. And the effect of it will remain like a blister, like when a person develops a blister and the blister blows up like that. The imanat will be taken away, but the effect of it will be like a blister that has blown up. كَجَمْرِ دَحْرَجَتْهُ عَلَىٰ رِجْلِكْ فَنَفِطَ. It is like as a treatment in those days for a blister, a amber, a burning coal used to be taken and rolled over that blister. And by that blister used to blow up. And by blowing up, now it looks like big. But of course, inside it is totally empty. But it looks like big now, like that amanat will look like it is there. But inside there will be nothing. No effect of that amanat. فَتَرَاهُ مُنْتَبِرًا وَلَيْسَ فِيهِ شَيْءٌ. You will see that the blister is raised up, but there will be nothing in it. It will be empty. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ حَسَاتًا فَدَحْرَجَهُ عَلَىٰ رِجْلِهِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took a stone and rolled it over his leg. In this way, he said, they will use that amber over that blister and it will blow up. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed it practically. So till here we read that this is how amanat will be taken away from the people. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on our deen properly. In that case, that amanat remains. But when we become weak in different ways and we show our weakness in deen and we incline towards the ways of the kuffar, the ways of freedom, the ways against the sunnah, then this happens then, that amanat is taken away. And as we will read further, a time will come that nobody will trust anyone. Like for example, just a broad example, with the Soviet Union, and even presently now in China, not a husband can trust his wife, Not a wife can trust the husband that who is a spy. The parents can't trust the children. The children can't trust the parents. Like that they have made it such that even very close people are spying upon one another. That whoever inclines towards them. So this is what happens then. A time comes like that, that you can't trust anyone whatsoever. So even in business dealings you cannot trust anyone. In any other matters also you cannot trust. So may Allah rather give us the tawfiq that we have this understanding to practice on deen firmly and not have the attitude that we have been too hard or too strict. That is the only way that we can stick onto deen properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.